Okay, need to get our fans there early. 6 o'clock game, nice and loud. When they have the ball, we got to try to affect their offense the best we can. We're looking for a good night Monday night. Questions?
Obviously, some of it's beyond your control with injuries, things like that, but how much more confident from the point you guys were at last season till now do you feel going, and how much more confidence does that give those guys going into the season with a healthy locker room?
Oh, I think they have confidence. You know, that I don't know that they've never had confidence, to be honest with you.
Like with Randy Moss going into the Ring of Honor Monday night, I guess, what do you remember coaching against him and just him as a player and his heyday?
Well, I remember that we had to line on the scout team, we lined the receiver 2 yards off sides every time we played against him because he was going to get on us so fast. So that was one of the things. Basically, most every coverage was dedicated to him, and he still had great games.
With him, what's made him so hard to game plan for, or was it just simply a matter of his athletic ability?
Well, he could run by you. He's bigger, faster. You know, he had change of direction. He had great hands. he really could do it all.
What was that sideline like, the Thanksgiving Day game when he went down there and had the big day? What was it like when guys came back to the sideline?
I don't know. I was probably making corrections, trying to. What year was that?
98.
That's 20 years ago almost. I barely remember yesterday.
Might have been one of those things that it's burning to bring in.
Oh, it is.
Mike, as long as you've been doing this, is there still butterflies, excitement, anticipation about, you know, what this season could be, or is it kind of old hat at this point, the first game of the year?
No, every season is exciting. This why we do this. This is why we go out here and practice. This is why we go out and we lift weights and we condition, and all the things we do are for one game each week. And so every week it's exciting. You get a chance to go out there and compete and try to execute the best you can and play together as a team.
Is the season opener the hardest thing to prepare for just because all the changes the other team may have?
It's always difficult, yes, because, you know, you really don't know exactly what they're going to do, and I'm sure they've added new wrinkles and, that's how it is every year. First games is you just never really know what the other team's going to do, offense or defense or special teams for that matter.
Is it easier given Sean Payton your familiarity?
Oh, I don't know. He knows me pretty good, too. I know him pretty good. Sean's always been a great offensive coach. He does a great job. They've got unbelievable skill weapons. he does a good job. He's hard to defend.
What types of challenges do two running backs that catch out of the backfield, Ingram and Kamara, what do they present for your linebackers?
Well, obviously it always depends on the coverage, who's covering them. Sometimes we have safeties covering back. Sometimes it's zone. A lot of different things. But Ingram is very good coming out of the backfield. Catches the ball well. They use those guys in a lot of spread formations where there's no backs in the backfield. And try to put pressure on whoever's on them.
Mike, what is it about McKinnon's skill set do you think that fits well for as a kick returner?
Well, he's got, he's kind of a stocky frame guy that low center of gravity. He can accelerate, hit the hole quick. I think he sees things like a running back does, and I think he's always been a pretty good open field guy.
How helpful do you think it was that he did have the long one during the preseason for the rest of the unit to see that results can continue to happen?
Yeah, I think it's good for him too. Anytime you execute and do things right, everybody feels good about it. Good?
All right.
Thank you.